ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 टुडे वी आर बिगिनिंग द न्यू चैप्टर चैप्टर 28 Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Text number 1. Narada Vacha Soinika Bhaya Namnoe Bahisman Distakarina Prajvara Kala Kanyabhyam Bicheru Ravanim Imam Narada Vacha Sainika Bhaya Namnae Bardhisman Distakarina Prajvarakala Kanyabhyam Bicheru Ravanim Imam Narada Vacha Sainika Bhaya Namnae Bharisman Distakarina Prajvara Kala Kanyabhyam Bicheru Ravani Mimam Messages. Narada Vacha, the great sage Narada continued to speak. Sainika, the soldiers. Bhaya Namna, of fire, fear. Yea, all of them who Borhisman, O King Prachinavarishat, Dishtakarina, the order carriers of death, Prajvara, with Prajvara, Kalakanyabhyam, and with Kalakanya, Vicheru, traveled, Avanim, on earth, Imam, this. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Narada continued, My dear King Prachinavarishat, afterward, the king of the Javanas, whose name is Fear itself, as well as Prajvara, Kalakanya, and his soldiers, began to travel all over the world. Please repeat. The great sage Narada continued, My dear King Prachinavarishat, afterward, the king of the Javanas, whose name is Fear itself, as well as Prajvara, Kalakanya, and his soldiers, began to travel all over the world. Purport. The period of life just prior to death is certainly very dangerous because usually at this time people are attacked by the weakness of old age as well as many kinds of disease. The diseases that attack the body are compared here to soldiers. The soldiers are not ordinary soldiers, for they are guided by the king of the Javanas, who act as their commander-in-chief. The word Dishtakarinaha indicates that he is their commander. When a man is young, he does not care for old age, but enjoys sex to the best of his satisfaction, not knowing that at the end of life, his sexual indulgence will bring on various diseases, which so much disturb the body that one will pray for immediate death. The more one enjoys sex during youth, the more he suffers in old age. Mukham karati bachalam pangur langhayate giring jat pipatam aham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyeshwaram namo vishnu. So as we are observing Holy Name Week throughout the world, so we have been discussing about the Holy Name in Bhagavatam class also. So we'll be discussing first on the purport by Srila Prabhupada on this text, then we'll discuss on the Holy Name. So story of the Puranjana is continuing. It's an allegorical story told by Narad Muni to King Prachinavarishat. So in this verse today, and in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning about old age and disease, and the cause of old age and disease is sex life. Suffering of the old age and suffering due to disease will be more if we enjoy sex life more in our youthful age. So this is the conclusion of all Vedic literature, that sex life should be reduced and the best should be eliminated in our life. And that is the purpose of human form of life. One day or other, Prabhupada said, we have to give up our sex desire. Because sex desire is the cause of bondage in this world. And as long as we continue our journey in this material world, the sex desire also will continue. Because the sex desire is the cause of our material existence. And this desire is very difficult to give up. Because since time immemorial, we have been trying to enjoy this sex life. And Prabhupada said, the best form of enjoyment to the materialist is sex enjoyment. So once His Holiness Subhak Swami Maharaj was with Srila Prabhupada, and he asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how and when I can be free from this desire of sex life? Prabhupada said, never. And Subhak Maharaj was very much disturbed by that answer, and he was not happy. So after a few days again, he was with Prabhupada in the morning walk, and he asked the same question, Prabhupada, when I can be free from this sex desire? Prabhupada said, Govinda Icha. When Krishna will desire, that day our desire for sex life will go away. So Srila Prabhupada was telling one day that Maya cannot touch him. And some other day he said, even if I am in the association of so many naked women, I will not be disturbed. And disciples were very impressed by hearing this. So one day, Srila Prabhupada was in, most probably in Australia, and he was in Darshanarati, deity greetings, and he was intensely praying to the Lord. So after Prabhupada finished his prayer, some devotees are curious what Prabhupada was praying to the Lord. Then one devotee approached Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what did you pray today to the Lord? Prabhupada told that I prayed to the Lord so that I don't become victimized by Maya. And in that group, the devotee who heard that Prabhupada told Maya cannot touch him, he was also there. And he was confused. He said, Prabhupada told that day that Maya cannot touch him. But today Prabhupada is telling he is praying to the Lord so that he doesn't become victimized by Maya. It's a little contradictory. So he approached Prabhupada for clarification. Prabhupada said, there is no contradiction. He said, how Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, because I am intensely praying all the time to the Lord, that's why Maya cannot touch me. So therefore, the principle is that by our endeavor only, we cannot be free from this disease. Only by the blessings and by the shelter of spirituality, means the shelter of the Lord and His internal potency, we can be free from this desire. So there are so many things to talk, because we have to talk on the holy name. So we'll go to the holy name. And that is the only way in this age of Kali we can be free from this sex desire. It's connected. So connection is established. Now we have to speak on the holy name. And I have been told that I should speak on Namapara, offenses against the holy name. So, holy name is the only hope in this age of Kali, because it's the Yuga Dharma. So it is stated that Bhajaner Madhya Sestha Navavida Bhakti. Krishna Prem Krishna Dhite Dhare Mahasakti. It is stated that out of many kinds of devotional activities, bhajan, the topmost is Navavida Bhakti, nine processes of devotional service as described in Srimad Bhagavatam by Prahlad Maharaj. Why it is best? Because Krishna Prem Krishna Dhite Dhare Mahasakti. This nine processes of devotional service has the potency to give Krishna and has the potency to give love for Krishna. That's why it is topmost. Then it continues, Tar madhye sarvashrestha nam sankirtan. Out of this nine processes of devotional service, chanting of the holy name, nam sankirtan, is the best. Why? Nirapara de namuloile pai premadhan. If we chant the holy name without any offense, we'll get love of God. So in this age of Kali, to get love of God, which is the goal of our life, Prabhupada has mentioned again and again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verdict, Prema Pumartha Mahan. The goal of the Vaishnavas is to get love of God. So how we can get love of God? If we chant the holy name without any offense. Not only chanting, chanting without offense. So therefore, we need to discuss about the offense. Because it's very, very important. It's written very clearly. Nira parade nam loile pai premadhan. If we chant the holy name without offense only, then we can get love of God. So there are three levels of chanting. It's called aparajukta nam, namabhas, and suddha nam. First is chanting with offense or offensive chanting. Chanting in the clearing stage, which is called namabhas. And suddha nam, chanting the holy name purely, pure name of the Lord. So we'll discuss today offensive chanting and clearing stage chanting and give a little hint of the pure chanting. So there are three problems we have as a sadhaka. We have three defects. One is called the root cause of our problem, according to Rupa Goswami, is our avidya, ignorance. So we are enjoying this material world because of ignorance. So avidya is the root cause of all problem. And from avidya, we develop material desire. It's called anarthas. From avidya comes anarthas. And from anarthas come aparadha, offenses. It's connected. So when we chant the holy name at the beginning with offenses, we have these three qualities. We have avidya, we have anarthas, and we have also offenses or aparadhas. Three things are there at the level of offensive chanting. But when we go to clearing stage, we are free from the anarthas, but we have tinge of material desires, means anarthas, and also we have avidya. So therefore, at the clearing stage also, we cannot chant the holy name purely, because of this tinge of anarthas and avidya at that level. But at the level of pure chanting, we are free from this three completely. We are completely free from anarthas, avidyas, and aparadhas. And at the stage, we can get love of God. So many books have described in detail about all this, but main focus is Harinam Chintamani. So my discussion will be based on that and Prabhupada's comments on holy name. So, offensive chanting, aparad, there are two sections, apa and radha. So, apa means against or without. And radha means to please. So, aparad means when we chant the holy name which displeases Krishna. That is the meaning of aparad. When we chant the holy name with offense, that displeases Krishna and that displeases the holy name. And there is another higher meaning of aparad. Apa means without and Radha means Srimati Radharani. So when we chant the holy name with offense, we chant Krishna's name without Radha. And by that Krishna is very much disturbed and displeased. Because Krishna without Radha has no meaning. So when we chant with offense, there is no Radharani. Means there is no internal potency. And that cannot connect us to Krishna. So therefore, offensive chanting has no connection with Krishna. So therefore, it's a very, very dangerous platform. So therefore, Prabhupada has said, we should be very quickly free from the offensive stage. And what is the root cause of offense? Root cause of offense is explained by Padma Puran that inattentive chanting is a root cause of our 10 offenses. Why we commit 10 offenses? Because of our inattention in chanting. And why we become inattentive? Because of our material desire. And why we have material desire? Because we have ignorance, avidya. So therefore, inattentive chanting is the root cause of our problem, of the offense. So therefore, we have to be attentive. But it is not so easy to become attentive. Because we have other problem, because we have material desires. We cannot have attention in chanting, at the same time we continue our material desire. It cannot go together. If we have material desire, we must be inattentive. So therefore, in order to be attentive, we must have material desire. We must be free from material desires. In order to be free from material desires, we have to be free from avidya. And when we can be free from avidya? Prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinashajat. So at the level of prema bhakti only, we can be free from avidya. So this desire to enjoy, either in a gross way or subtle way, continues till the level of bhava bhakti. Only at the level of prema bhakti, we can be free from this desire completely. So therefore, offensive chanting is a very, very low level of chanting, and that cannot give any real spiritual benefit in our life. And what are the effects of offensive chanting? Number one, it cannot give love of God. And it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you chant with offenses millions of lifetime, we cannot get love of God. How to talk about love of God? We cannot develop any taste in chanting, an attachment in chanting, at the level of offensive chanting. And I was hearing, if you chant also 64 rounds, 128 rounds, many rounds you can chant, but you cannot develop taste in chanting if you have this offensive mentality. And other effect, if you continue this stage for a long time, slowly, slowly, you lose that taste in devotional service. But we have one advantage of offensive chanting. And that advantage is, we get material opulence. Because we don't get spiritual opulence, but Krishna is very merciful. Krishna gives material opulence, more discreet. Nisiddhachar kutinati jivahimsa. Lab puja patishta adi upashakagan. We get this six benefit. So we commit ourselves in different sinful activities. Nisiddhachar, kutinati, we become political. Jivahimsa, we become very inimical to other living entities. Lab puja patishta adi upashakagan. Then we develop desire for profit, adoration and distinction. So these are the benefits we get when we chant the holy name with offenses. So therefore, it's not so good stage. We should be very quickly be promoted from Namaparad to Namabhas. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma explains how we can rise to the platform of Namabhas from Namaparad by continuous chanting of the holy name. But in order to continue our journey of offensive chanting, internally we have to develop some qualities and we have to change our lifestyle to continue and to come to that platform. So Srila Prabhupada has given different guidelines how we can improve our quality of chanting, which help us to rise from the platform of Namapara to Namabhas. So, it's very interesting. I will describe this as an acronym. It's called LAMP. L-A-M-P. LAMP. easy to remember. So L stands for lifestyle. A stands for attitude. M stands for mode of goodness. And P stands for prayer. So these are the four aspects. If we cultivate in our life as a sadhaka, slowly, slowly, we can rise to the platform of Namavas. First is lifestyle. So chanting is not a technique by which we can promote ourselves from offensive chanting to Namavas. It's not a technique. It is said, if you cook for a long, long time, you can become expert cook. If you do puja for a long, long time, you can become expert pujari. By giving lecture regularly, you can become expert lecturer. In this way, by managing for a long, long time, you can become expert manager. By chanting long, long time, it's not guaranteed that you will become expert chanter. You cannot. There is no straightforward rule like that. So we have to try for it, cultivate it. So improving chanting is based on our lifestyle, not based on technique. So first is lifestyle. So lifestyle includes various aspects. It includes eating, sleeping, association, and situations of life. So Prabhupada has said that advancement of Krishna consciousness is externally determined by two factors. Number one, our propensity to sleep, our propensity to eat is reducing or increasing. If it is reducing, then that is the proof that we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, as a sadhaka, we have to be very, very careful what we eat and how much we sleep. Yuktahara Viharasya, Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, that regulated life is very, very important as a sadhaka. Prabhupada said, if you sleep too much, you become lazy. If you sleep too less, you become crazy. So we don't want to become lazy or we don't want to become crazy. Prabhupada said, ISKCON is not meant for lazy and crazy people. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. At the beginning stage, we become very, very enthusiastic. We don't sleep. Getting up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, chanting 60, very enthusiastic. So slowly, there is a possibility that they can become crazy. And we have seen also in ISKCON histories, over-endeavoring has made people crazy. I have seen many people in ISKCON life. Because over-endeavoring is not good. We have to be balanced. Prabhupada said, our life should be balanced life. And naturally we should improve. It's not that we get entrance today and from tomorrow you want to get love of Godhead. It's not possible. Prabhupada has given an example that both husband and wife got married. If wife wants, I want the baby now. How is it possible? It's not possible. There's a process. We have to continue the process. So therefore, eating, sleeping has to be balanced. Prabhupada said, when he was describing the austerity of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj austerity of eating is very difficult for us to follow. Right? Every 3 days, fruits, then 6 days water, then air, like that he was doing. And Prabhupada is very, very impossible for the people in Kali Yuga to follow the standard of Dhruva Maharaj. What to follow the standard of Dhruva Maharaj? It is very, very difficult to follow the standard of Goswamis. Raghunath Das Goswami used to do bhajan 22 hours, 30 minutes in a day, out of 24 hours. 1.5 hour was meant for his sleeping, eating, all other activities. And he used to eat, if he used to get some matha, means buttermilk or chapatis, if he gets, he eats, if he doesn't get, doesn't eat. That's the standard of the Goswamis. If we want to follow that, we will also become crazy. And we will become sick and go to the hospital, right? So you cannot follow that. And Prabhupada is commenting, the primary austerity for eating for the practicing devotee of ISKCON is that they should eat only Krishna prasad. That is also austerity, right? Our tongue is always tempted not to eat Krishna Prasad. It to tend to eat vegetarian food and chant Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu and eat. So it's pure vegetarian food, Prabhu. Popada said you can eat that in emergencies. If there is no prasad available, you can take pure vegetarian food chanting Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. But if there is no need while you stay in the temple. But our tongue always wants to taste something which is not Krishna prasad. That is the austerity. So we should always say, oh, what is the big deal eating only Krishna prasad? That is the austerity also for the modern people. As a sadhaka of ISKCON, it is very, very difficult to follow that principle. And what to talk about? The principle set by the Goswamis. So therefore, we have to regulate our life in a nice way. Nectar of instruction, Prabhupada explains, when we eat, we should eat 50% solid. Our belly, we don't know how much is the size of our belly. So 50% should be filled up with solid food, 25% by water, and 25% by air. That is the standard Prabhupada has given. So, we don't know. Prabhupada has said in Bhagavad Gita, the sadhu should eat only once in a day. And Prabhupada used to follow the standard. When he was in Radha Damodar temple, he did not take breakfast. He used to take lunch at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and he used to take one cup of milk at night. That was the standard of Prabhupada's eating in Radha Damodar temple. And most of the sadhus, those who are in that level, they always follow that standard. So at least we tell our brahmacharis here. So at least eat complete food once in a day and have light breakfast and light dinner. So I don't know what is the meaning of light. So once I heard light, someone said, Prabhu, I am a light eater. So as long as there is light, I eat. So that kind of light eater I am not telling. Light means simple prasad you should take as breakfast and dinner and try to avoid heavy food at night. So these are the regulated life and sleeping also. Then association, we should be in the association of devotees. Mahaprabhu has said, Asat Sanga Tyag Ei Vaishnava Achar. What is the symptom of Vaishnava? He gives up the association of non-devotees. So I was giving a lecture there in London and some devotees said, Prabhu, but Mahaprabhu has said, preaching is the essence. We have to preach. Then how we avoid association of non-devotees? Then I try to explain, one is giving association, other one is taking association. So what we are discussing here, that we should not take association of the non-devotees, but we have to give association to the non-devotees. Otherwise, how preaching will expand all over the world. And Prabhupada has, I think somebody, so what should be the quality of a preacher? And he was giving the example of a kabaddi player. You know how we play kabaddi? It's a famous game in India. So two parties there and they have to go to the other side and touch and come back. If you stay there, they'll grab you and then you are lost. So we have to go and touch and come back. You should not stay long in their association. If you stay long in their association, then you are bound to take their association and you'll fall down. And we have seen in the name of preaching, we lost many devotees. So Prabhupada said, we should eat as much we can digest. So according to our capacity, we should preach and give association. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful what kind of association we are in. So in that way, we have to situate ourselves in a nice environment, favorable for Krishna consciousness. So in that way, lifestyle plays a very important role to improve our chanting. That is external. And something we have to cultivate internally also. And that is called attitude. So first one is, there are many attitudes. I will discuss five. So number one, we should have service attitude. So generally we have enjoying attitude or service attitude. When we chant the holy name, we should do as a service to the holy name. We should be engaged in His service. Not we should engage the holy name in our service. Generally it is stated, Chetadarpanam Arjanam Mahadabhagni Nirvapanam. We should not take the the holy name only to cleaning the to clean the heart means we are engaging the holy name in our service. That should not be the mood at a different level. We should be the servant of the holy name. We should pray that please engage me in your service. So that should be the service attitude. Then second is determination. We should be determined. Rupa Goswami has said that usahat nischaya dharjat. Nischaya, determination is a key factor to improve our chanting of the holy name. We have to be determined. Prabhupada always gives the example of sparrow trying to dry up the ocean. It may not be possible for the sparrow to dry up the ocean, but by his determination, the Garuda came and intervened. So if we are determined like that, may not be our own endeavor, it will be possible to chant the holy name purely, but by our sincerity, Krishna and his pure devotees will intervene in our life and give that holy name to us. So therefore we have to be very much determined as a sadhaka. After determination, we should be humble. Humility. Humility attracts the attention of Krishna. We have to be humble. I am going very fast because time is limited. Humility. Then we have to be faithful. Faith. What is the faith? Holy name and Krishna are non-different. Unless we have that faith, it is very, very difficult to advance in the quality of chanting. And that is the key factor. Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatak Nama Navina. It is stated, Krishna and Krishna's holy name are non-different. No difference. Kali Yuge Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. In this age of Kali, Krishna has appeared. Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nijasarva Shaktis. Krishna has invested all the energies in the holy name. Even holy name is more powerful than Krishna. So, when Lord Ram was crossing the ocean to go to Lanka, all his soldiers were putting the stone, writing the name of Ram, and the stone was floating. So Lord Ramchandra came to see what's going on. He said, oh, they're throwing stone and stone is floating. Then Lord Ramchandra also took one stone and threw in the water and it sank. So, why? By this example, Lord Ramachandra is establishing two principles. Number one, his name is more powerful than him. And number two, if someone is rejected by Lord, there is no chance for him to float. Because the stone was rejected by Lord Ramachandra. That's why the stone sank in the water. So therefore, we have to take shelter of Lord Ramachandra and his name. Then there is a possibility we will sink and go back to the spiritual world. So therefore, we should have that quality of faith that Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different. And last, we should have patience. Generally, we lose patience. Oh, Prabhu, chanting for 10 years, 15 years, no taste. When taste will come, taste will come. See, that disqualifies us because we don't have service attitude. We demand, I'm chanting, please give me taste. Otherwise, I will not chant. That's not the mood. So therefore, we should have patience. Prabhupada said that after 30 years of chanting, I develop some taste in chanting of the holy name. So he's talking, Srila Prabhupada. So what to talk about us? We should have patience. We cannot demand the taste of the holy name will come very quickly. So these are the five attitudes we should have in order to improve the quality of chanting. Then M means mode of goodness. Our lifestyle should be based in such a way that we should be in mode of goodness. In the mode of passion and ignorance is very difficult, impossible to chant the holy name purely. So mode of goodness is the platform where we can promote ourselves from aparajyukta nam to namavas. So our lifestyle should be in such a way that we are in mode of goodness. and P is called prayer. These three are our own endeavor, right? Lifestyle, developing attitudes, then cultivating mode of goodness, these are all our own effort. But only our effort cannot give the result. We have to pray sincerely. Causeless mercy, praying for the mercy of the Lord. Because any success in spiritual life depends on our endeavor and the mercy of the Lord. So we are endeavoring in these three categories, and at the end we have to pray and cry. So one of Prabhupada's disciples has said that Prabhupada has created a movement of crying. We should cry. And Prabhupada said, if someone is chanting the holy name and not crying, means his heart is like a stone. But our acharya is telling, pasan hole gole jeto hidai pasan gollo nare. Our acharya is singing, the stone also melts by hearing the holy name of the Lord. But my heart is not melting. Means my heart is worse than the stone. And it's like made of steel. Steel frame heart. It's very difficult to melt. So if you cannot cry, it's not external crying of sahajiyas. Prabhupada is very much cautioning us. The crying means crying from the heart. Intense crying from the heart. Just like child is crying for the help of a mother. We should cry like that to the holy name. So, if you cannot cry, then we should pray to the Lord, my dear Lord, I cannot cry. And because of that, you should cry. So, in one way or other, you have to cry one day. Unless you cry, we cannot achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, once Krishna was in Dwarka with Rukmini Devi. And in Hastinapur, the Kaurava was trying to disrupt Draupadi. And Draupadi was praying to the Lord for help. And Rukmini is telling Krishna, so your devotee is praying for your help, please go. Then Krishna said, I am thinking, how I will go? And Rukmini said, oh, you have your career, go by Garuda. So Krishna said, yes, I had faith in Garuda, but sometimes I lost faith also. He said, why? He said, when Gajendra was praying for my help, I was trying to go fast with Garuda, and I was telling Garuda, go fast, and Garuda fainted. And I had to carry Garuda on my shoulder, and I had to carry him. So how he will carry me? So he is not so fast. So I'm thinking, which career I'll take? So talk was going on between Rukmini and Krishna, in between Krishna disappeared. Then after some time Krishna came back. He said, where did you go? He said, I went to Hastinapur to help Draupadi. He said, how did you go? He said, I was just waiting because Draupadi was praying, but not fully praying. He was trying to hold the sari in one hand and trying to pray in other hand. Means he was trying her own way also. And because of that I did not go. But when she gave up her own endeavor and intensely praying and crying for my help, when tears came from her eyes, I took that tears as the medium and reached her. And he said, the tears of the devotees is the fastest medium of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you want Krishna to appear very quickly in our life, then we have to cry. And the tears, intense tears from the heart of a sincere devotee is the medium by which Krishna will appear in our life. So therefore, we should pray intensely to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and cry for His help. And with this prayerful mood, we can rise up slowly, slowly from aparajukta nam to namavas. And what is the effect of namavas? There are many effects. So namavas can lead us to suddhanam. Namavas can give up to bhava bhakti. Namavas cannot give love of God. It can give up to bhava bhakti, Prabhupada said. By namavas, all our sins are eradicated. And our tendency to commit sin is also eradicated. That is the power of namavas. And namavas opens the door of the spiritual world. We can get Vaikuntha planet also by the power of namavas. And we can get other benefits very easily also. But these are the spiritual benefits we get at the level of Namabhas. And Harinam Chintamani or Jaivadharma explains 7 benefits of Namabhas. So I explained a few of them. But greatest advantage is that at the level of Namabhas, we can quickly come to the level of Suddhanam. And at the Suddhanam, we get love of God. What's the difference between Namabhas and Suddhanam? I explained before that at Namabhas, a tinge of anarthas and avidya is there. But how we can rise from the Namabhas to Suddhanam? By the association of devotees who chant the holy name purely, by their mercy, and by avoiding the association of Nam Aparadhis. If we give up the association of Nam Aparadhis, offensive chanters, and if we serve the pure devotees of the Lord who chant the holy name purely by their causeless mercy, we can get Shuddha Nam. So chanting of the holy name is very, very pure. It can give love of God like anything. And Mahaprabhu was telling in Srivasangan, my dear devotees, you don't have faith, but chanting of the holy name can give love of God. So I can prove. Call Narayani, call Narayani. So I small girl and call Narayani, chant the holy name. As soon as she chanted, she was crying in love of God. So that was the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the power of the holy name. By simply chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can awaken our dormant love of God. But to talk about Narayani, one of Nityananda Prabhu's associates, I was hearing a lecture from Radhananda Swami, he was telling that one of Nityananda Prabhu's associates was chanting the holy name so purely, and all the devotees are chanting and dancing, but some envious people, they wanted to disturb the holy name and Nam Sankirtan, and they threw a dead jackal in the midst of the devotees. But the power of chanting was so powerful, the jackal became alive and started chanting the holy name and dancing in ecstasy in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That is the potency of the Nam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada said, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going through the Jharikhand forest, by his chanting, all the animals of opposite enemies, they are also dancing together. Prabhupada said that Mahaprabhu had that potency. At least we should make the human beings chant and dance in Nam Sankirtan. That duty we should have. So therefore it is our duty to experience that love of God and also give that love to others. And that is the essence of Nam Sankirtan movement. And that is easily available and that can be easily achieved also by simple process given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all the previous acharyas. If we follow sincerely by the mercy of the Lord and by the mercy of his devotees, we can also achieve that level of Namabhas and Suddhanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Sankirtan ki, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopimanande. Time is up. If any question you have, you can ask me personally. I will not take any question to stop. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.